KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The heart is a blue. Up through the stony ground, but there's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you'd found a friend to take you out of this place.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm sitting here with my amazing in-studio guest. I'll introduce her in a second. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Dr. Maria.
Thank you. It is a beautiful day, isn't it?
Couldn't be more beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. It's awesome out there.
Wouldn't mind if it were a little cooler, but
I know. I don't know if any of the listeners know me yet, but I am a little bit worried about next week. 113, kind of crazy.
Is that what they're predicting?
Yeah, somebody said that. Maybe I should look on my phone here on my app. But, hey, I'm a little bit worried about Kurt. Who else is worried about Kurt? He didn't show up.
Yes, he gave us cause for concern. Then about halfway through the show, he texts us and informs us that he is in Texas.
Oh, okay. That's right. Wow. Okay. I hope that's a good thing. And we miss you, Kurt. So anyways, I'm glad he called in. But this is the Positively Healthy Show, and we're going to have fun today, guys. This is a little bit different show, and I want to introduce my in-studio guest, and this is Miss Amazing Tehama County, winner of the 2013 Best Hairstylist, Shannon Miller.
Hello.
Owner of Hair Goddess.
Hello.
How are you? The crowds are like clapping and everyone's like so happy that you're here because you're like you're like my savior, like the missing link.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So Shannon like helps me like look good. She helps my hair look good, I should say.
I beautify you.
Yeah. So I'm so excited because when I first went to go see Shannon, I couldn't really kind of find the right person to kind of handle this. I don't know. What do we?
Beautiful mane.
That was nice. I was going to say something else. you know, it's hard when you have curly hair, I think, to find someone that's not going to kind of chop it and make it crazy. And, you know, I call it a controlled frizz, basically. And I don't like to use a lot of crazy products in my hair. You know, I like clean, products, especially my Arbonne products that are, pure, safe, and beneficial. When I went to go see Shannon, I heard that I should go see her. She, owns her, salon down in Red Bluff. And, can you give us the address?
612 Main Street, Red Bluff, California.
Well, why don't you throw out that phone number too?
200-5645-530 area code.
And I'm pretty sure you're going to be going back to work right after this, right?
Oh yeah.
So call in and make an appointment with her because you're going to have an amazing head of hair when you're done. So I went down there, gosh, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, something like that, and sat in the chair and I said, I don't know what to do. Help me. Goddess. And, she said, okay. And we just, I don't know, you know, what I wanted back then, but, I think you basically just said, okay, well, the science of hair is, and then blah, 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 blah. And then I just, you had me with that because, as soon as you started talking about the science of hair and, everything that goes along with that, I was like, oh. Okay, so let's talk about the science of hair today. We have so many topics that we could talk about. You guys, it is summertime. People are working out. all the time, sweaty hair. We have to run to a party. We've got to go to meetings and appointments. We've got weddings, graduations. We want to look good, Shannon. Help us.
All right. Well, first of all, the first step is to use professional shampoos.
Okay.
Shampoos that have the proper pH balance. It's so important to use the shampoo with proper pH balance in order to maintain your color, your healthy, lustrous shine. When you use a shampoo, it's important to have an acidic-based shampoo instead of an alkaline-based shampoo. Acidic-based shampoos increase hydrogen, and alkaline increases hydroxide ions. Hydroxide ions are used for chemical straightening and perming.
So is that, I mean, really, okay, so, because you're throwing out a lot of big words, even, you know, for para mí. So let's just pause for a second, because, you know, I think, to be honest, I don't know who all of my listeners are. There could be moms out there. There could be people that maybe have questions about, you know, losing hair. Really, where do we start? How do we, if we were to come to you, do you just sort of take a look at our hair and see where we're at the moment? Do you sort of take a little history? You know, like I do when my patients come in, I sort of take a history. I see what kind of meds they're on. I see what kind of stress level, they've got. You know, I know we've only probably got about a minute left. So I think what I want to do is, ask you, where do we start? Someone first comes in, they sit in the chair, you don't know anything about them. In 30 seconds, what is probably the first two or three things that you do for them?
I ask, basically what they're aiming towards.
Okay. So some goals.
Some goals, yes. I ask, what medications they're on. Mm-hmm. I also look at their age, that has a big factor in, losing amino acids because of, hormonal distribution. And I go from there. I basically, take a chart of, health issues and diagnose the remedies from that point on.
See, I have never had that before, you guys. And when I went down there the first time, I felt like someone was really listening to me and my body, mm-hmm. and maybe some changes that were going on, maybe stress or, you know, whatever. Because you guys, I don't know if a lot of people know, but I have a twin sister, and Shannon can tell you, we have different heads of hair.
Definitely.
So, and then she probably, when you first saw Josie, she was Prego at the time. So yep. Then that, you know, we'll talk about that too. If you're pregnant, some of the changes that go on. So I know we have to go to a break. But when we come back, Shannon's going to continue to tell us about what we can do, when you first sit in the chair at her, her salon. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back, 605-4567 for questions. It's a beautiful day.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arundel Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas again. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and I'm here with a wonderful guest. First, I want to tell you that this segment of the show is sponsored by Healthwise Chiropractic. Yes, that's me, Dr. Maria Salas, a practicing chiropractor here in downtown Reading. And yes, I am accepting clients that are looking to work on their functional health, meaning who is ready to work on increasing their energy, who wants to perform better throughout their day, and who wants to have awesome mental clarity? Who just wants to feel good? Okay, are you tired of being tired? So just call me, and my number is 530-227-3984, and we can chat, 227-3984. I do not mind chatting for a bit and just getting to know you and seeing what's going on. So in studio, we have Shannon Miller, owner of Hair Goddess in Red Bluff. And we were talking about hair today, the science of hair. And Shannon does so much for the community and so much for helping the girls at graduation. Gosh, I always end up there when you have, you know, a lot of lineup going on there, weddings and, you know, the individuals that come in every day. So when someone first comes in, let's set up the scenario here. You basically look at the makeup of them. Mm-hmm. You look at, you know, if they're on any medications. Maybe you know of some stress in their life. Maybe they're pregnant. Maybe, right? So right. Keep going on that. So once they sit down, what happens next?
After they sit down, I basically take my assessment, and we go from there as far as what the treatment to their hair dilemma is. Not everybody comes in with a hair dilemma, of course, but those who do, I try my best to reach their goals. Definitely pregnant women. Pregnant women are always complaining of hair loss, especially right after having the baby.
Oh.
So I try my hardest to give a solution to every one of the dilemmas sitting in my chair. So.
Okay.
But epidurals cause some hair loss.
Oh, wow.
And okay. It's because one of the main ingredients in epidural is dihydrotestosterone, which is a.k.a. DHT.
Okay.
DHT is the main cause in natural hair loss.
Can you guys see why I love her? This is awesome. Okay, keep going.
So male sex hormone synthesizes in the adrenal glands and hair follicles. And when you get the epidural, it obviously is a block, and the testosterone helps the block. So as a female after labor, after birth, if you've definitely had the epidural, your best bet is to use a product that clears, DHT from the hair follicles, such as, Nioxin or Medaceuticals. They both, clear the DHT from the hair follicles, allowing the hair to grow healthy again in that follicle.
Okay. Not to mention, I mean, just your average daily things can probably clear some of that, right? So eating right, mm-hmm. Drinking the right water, getting your electrolytes and your vitamins and minerals, probably all of that will help as well.
Definitely.
Okay, so that's awesome. Good to know, lady. I did not know that. Yes. So it's funny because, you know, sometimes, you know, when we're trying to be healthy, we don't think of some of the things like hair or your feet or, you know what I mean? Just the end points maybe, you know? And so go ahead.
It's actually quite ironic because your hair is a direct product of your health. So if your hair is damaged and unhealthy, most likely, if it's not a chemical damage, most likely there's something going on internally that's causing that.
Which most of the time it's stress.
Exactly.
Say.
Yes.
And all the chemicals that are elicited with stress. Okay. So, you know, maybe a person's not sleeping or not eating the right foods, because a lot of times what happens with stress or depression is people will go for the comfort things or the wrong things.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about you for a second.
Okay.
Aw, Shannon. Okay, this is funny because she's never embarrassed about anything. She tells the best jokes, but, you know, we can't really share all of them here. And, but when you're sitting in your chair, sometimes you get a good one. And then, and she's not ever nervous. So it's like so cute and funny to see her kind of like giggling and a little bit nervous here. So how, okay, when I first came into the salon, I was like so proud of this young woman who had started her own salon at such a young age and just being such a prosperous person, the main breadwinner of her family and taking care of her little baby and making it happen. So, you know, that was one of the reasons why I stayed too, because I want to support that. I love supporting women in business. I love supporting small businesses. And, how did that start, Shannon? What was the impetus? What was that emotional thing that made you do it?
You know, honestly, I was given a wonderful gift from an amazing, amazing family. I had an opportunity to have a building available to me and available to use for a business of a salon. And this wonderful family came into my life and, you know, offered me a small loan to start my business, which, you know, I believe in pay it forward. In 30 years, I will give the same amount of money to somebody else to start a small business.
Wow. Okay.
But it's definitely helped me along. I was 22 when I started the business, turned 23 into my first year, and had an amazing, amazing turnout. And, you know, as much as I love doing hair, the best part of my job is the humanitarian factor. The fact that I get to make relationships with such wonderful people, and I'm truly blessed to have what I have. So it's
and when you walk into her salon, it's so fun. I mean, it's warm. There's no,
I try to be, in a salon, you're going to have a lot of women. Yeah. I try my hardest to keep my place extremely drama-free.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be a family environment. I want everybody to come to each other when they have an issue, whether it be in the workplace or outside. So, I've definitely tried to make a warm, welcoming atmosphere to all individuals.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing that. And I really appreciate it as a client of yours. So, so when we come back, I really want you guys to call in. I actually had someone on Facebook that wanted to talk about a few things. Hopefully he's listening and he will be calling in. If you guys would like to call in and ask a science of hair question of Shannon, please 605-4567. That is the number for calling in, 605-4567. She is taking calls. So come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to readingutilities.com. That's readingutilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm here with Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. Joe, you're coming into your 20th year anniversary. What makes your gym so unique and special?
Results, customer service, safe, time efficient, fun workouts. We are a friendly gym, super clean. We're the gym where everyone knows your name, and we never stop coming up with cool stuff.
That's why you're my gym of choice. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's. See you there.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Thank you, Bob. What is this?
Called San Francisco.
Yay.
Big song out of the Haight-Ashbury in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I knew that that was the next line coming up, but... Yeah.
That was before your time.
Yeah. Probably a little bit, maybe. Maybe not so much. Anyway, a shout out to my sister who lives in San Francisco, so that's awesome. Hopefully she's having an awesome weekend. So anyway, we're here with Shannon Miller. If you haven't, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Shannon Miller of the Hair Goddess, owner, young business entrepreneur, owner of the Hair Goddess. So happy for you that, you're hanging on. I know it's, you know, a bit rough out there for business owners right now. And, I think when we stay local and we buy local and we use our local services, I think that really helps them. And I want to encourage people to do that. I consider Red Bluff local. So, you know, I'm all about that. And I know that when I'm driving down and listening to the shows on KCNR, I know that we get down that far. So it's awesome. What were we talking about before we left? We were talking about, I think we can go on to something else, but, what I wanted to talk about was the Pure Vibrance, our new line with Arbonne. If, any of the listeners are, didn't know this, I'm an Arbonne consultant, and one of the lines that we have is a hair line. And our new hair line is called Pure Vibrance. And, you know, the company really listened to the consultants and we're noticing, you know, what our clients wanted. And one of the amazing things that I'm so excited about is our new fortifying shampoo. It's called Luster Fortifying Shampoo. Based on a clinical color fade study conducted by an independent lab, 93% of color is retained in both single and double process. And that's after 20 washes. So I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there, ladies, men, you know, that color their hair. Mm-hmm. And they want to keep it. That's what we're going to talk about today, is how can we keep our color through the summer, right? I mean, right. Really, how long should that last?
Color care should last. Once you get your color done, obviously you're going to have root growth. But your result color, your target color, should be the same between every 6-week application. And the only reason it would not be the same is if you're using a damaging store-bought shampoo and or conditioner. So color retention is important. It's important to use the proper professional brands, mm-hmm. Arbonne being a wonderful brand. Arbonne actually has amazing botanicals, great, the artichoke essence in it, the artichoke extracts have a fibrous.
Thanks for remembering that one. Yeah, it is the artichoke leaf extract, and mm-hmm. it preserves the integrity of the hair fiber, and it maintains the shine for color-treated hair. That's the main part for the color.
And main ingredient, the reason why it does that is because of all the amino acids it provides. The amino acids in the fibrous artichoke is going to help fortify the shaft to allow the color molecule to stay inside. It's not.
I love you.
When you have hair, you create porosity by doing color services to allow your hair to stay vibrant. The color that you left the salon with, you need to close those porous holes back up with a professional brand. Again, Arbonne is a amazing color care, and it just smells amazing. I used it in my hair the other day, and yeah. It was...
You liked that smell,
oh, yes.
Didn't you? Yeah. It's not overwhelming.
Mm-mm,
it's
very natural.
Very, very refreshing and natural. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're going into the summer, you don't... It's, I like those lighter type things and mm-hmm. not so heavy and
perfumey. Okay. And
so, and the other thing that I love is obviously I need a lot of conditioning in my hair. I have curly hair and it's treated right now. Just cause we wanted to do something new last year. I have highlights right now, which are totally fun and, especially fun to do this time of year. But I noticed obviously when you do that, you need a lot of great conditioning, and I'm really excited about our Arbonne, Pure Vibrance, conditioner as well. It restores and protects hair's natural moisture with fortifying ingredients that help prevent the strands from further breakage and damage, and it makes it really soft. That's what I love. Especially with naturally curly hair, you're, you know, the oil, the natural oils can't really get down to the shaft well. Right. So, and then also this is in part the exclusive Color Last technology maximizes the color longevity while providing softness and shine. So in the, conditioner, you've got the, argan oil. Is that, am I saying mm-hmm. that right?
Yes, you are.
Rice. The hydrolyzed linseed extract, which is probably keeping it a little bit more on the acidic side.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vicia faba seed extract. Ooh, mm-hmm. all those, like, Latin terms are awesome. So that's what I love about our Arbonne brand is that we are – the mantra is that our products are pure, safe, and beneficial. If you are looking for – doing something great to your hair with our new Arbonne line, you please call me. Call Shannon. She can talk to you about it. Why don't you give us your contact information again?
I'm located at 612 Main Street in Red Bluff, and my phone number is 530-200-5645.
And so you're right next to that Mexican restaurant, kind
Two doors down.
Two doors down, what is it called?
Los Mariachis.
Yeah, so, you know, some people know where food places are, mm-hmm. so that's how they, like, find their other service locations. And then do you guys have something coming up in Red Bluff where, I know you never get to, it's like a sidewalk fair or something, or?
It was a couple weekends
ago, actually. Oh, okay. Maria's out of the loop on that one. But, so any other events coming up?
For Red Bluff, we are going to have a fair here coming up in September.
Okay. So do you go out? Do you set up a booth, or you're too busy in the salon, huh?
I'm working mom.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, that'll be fun though, cause a lot of people come in town and they want to look good. So
I am bringing on a new stylist.
Woohoo!
Yes. And she's very fun and motivated.
What's her name?
Her name is Elizabeth.
Cool.
And my other stylist, Kristen, is very fun and motivated.
We love you,
as
Kristen,
well.
If you're listening.
It's all about self-motivation in this world. So you can't wait on somebody else's coattails to get you in success. So, you know, these
you
girls are
so right. Thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm, these girls are amazingly talented and beautiful and just a joy to have in my life. So. Mm-hmm.
So we've got about a minute left. I know you went to, was it Marinelli's or the other?
I went to Shasta School of Cosmetology.
You went there, but I know a few weeks ago, didn't you go speak there?
I spoke both at Shasta School of Cosmetology and Marinello's.
Okay, so maybe give us one or two tidbits of how that went before we got to go here in about 30
honestly,
seconds.
teaching is going to be a passion of mine soon. So. Okay. I love doing what I do, so I love to give it to whatever, you know, all the other aspiring cosmetologists. Knowledge is not something that anybody should take for granted or hoard. It's something that everybody should have access to. Money wise, if they're broke, I'm not going to care. So I'm there to teach these girls, how to get into the field, how to conduct an interview, the proper attire to wear, basically, Marinello's has asked me to come back.
Nice.
And,
all right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about those visits over there. And do we have a caller?
We do have a caller.
So we'll get the caller on our way back. And I'm so excited that we've got someone. So stay tuned. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
You could lend a hand in
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, honey, I don't care. I ain't in love with your hair. It's it all
funny,
but around. Oh. Well, I'd love you anyway.
Oh, he loves her anyway. That's cute. No, to be honest, I like having long hair. I like having my hair. I'm gonna say that. It just makes, I think, in general, for the most part, women feel good, that their hair is good, you mm-hmm. know? And so you really have an important part on the emotional lives of people. And so, we're gonna keep going on the Marinellos in that, but I know we have a caller on the line, so why don't we take
David
now.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Hi, David. Welcome to the Positively Healthy Show. Do you have a question for us?
Well, actually, I just have a comment. I tuned in to KCNR, and it was very refreshing to hear the young lady, the gal you have probably right next to you, talking about being self-motivated.
What a concept, David?
I got to tell you, it was just so awesome to hear somebody that has that attitude and
Thank
was
you.
Willing to express it, right now. It's such a lack of people that are willing to put their own boot in their butt sometimes. And, you know, being a dumb guy, I definitely married above my status, so if you can give me some information on how to get in contact with her, because I'd like to come down and maybe get a package for my wife, happy wife, happy life type thing.
Oh, so smart. David, you are so smart.
It's funny you were talking about it. My wife has exceptionally long hair, and she loves it, and I love it. And she's very picky about who touches it, by the way, when it comes to a trim or... Because I guess, you know, that you guys would know more about this, but somebody can damage hair pretty quickly, I understand.
Definitely.
You know, and again, this all comes from me just tuning in and hearing what you said a second ago about being self-motivated, being, you know, getting your own fire from within and just running with it. It was so awesome to hear that.
And, you know, and that is really one of the reasons why I went to Shannon and I stayed, you know, because you could go to someone the first time, they could make it or break it, you know, and her attitude about business and her attitude about life really did it for me too, David. So let's give you her phone number again.
Yeah, if you can, I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, again, that's fine too.
Kudos to both of you guys. I want to support you any way we can. I think we need more of this attitude out there, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can put together for my wife. It's her birthday coming up, so perfect
timing.
Ooh,
yeah. Thank you, David, and Shannon. Thanks you too.
Thank you.
We're gonna go ahead and give you her contact information offline. Please call back.
Awesome. God bless. Have a great day.
God bless you. Okay, so that was fun. Oh, how sweet.
Nice.
He wants to, hopefully it's not a surprise and his wife's not listening, but, he's going to put together a little package for her. That's cute. I know you guys do that there.
Definitely.
So, eventually, you'll probably, have the nail people and the massage people and the, other services that you provide.
We're going to have spray tanning.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So I know you'll be able to put an awesome package together for David's wife. So when you went to Marinello's and Shasta School of
Cosmetology,
School of Cosmetology, what were your goals for your presentations? What was your ultimate outcome to get across to them?
Well, there were two separate topics. Marinello's, my goal was to get them to understand the concepts of booth rental versus commission and hourly wage salons. And, you know, my reward after that is so many people actually listened and took in what I had to say, and hopefully I've made an impact on their future career. And then Shasta School of Cosmetology, I actually did two cutting demonstrations to try to help them be a little bit more comfortable once they leave that school to go into the working world. It's not as easy as it may sound. Going to school for vocational training, you get the basics, and what you make of yourself afterwards is all your own efforts that you've put in.
It's the same with professional schools like mm-hmm. chiropractic, you know, like me. You know, we got the amount that we needed to, you know, be yep. safe to our patients and, you know, pass our boards, but a lot we learned outside in practice, just like you. Yep. So
continuing education, mm-hmm.
and being creative,
always mm-hmm. having an open mind and never thinking that you're always right, because it's, you're not. I've been in the field for 10 years and I still make mistakes now, not as often as I once did, mm-hmm. but there's always room for improvement, and that's, you know, how every professional is going to better themselves, is to understand there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. I love that you really stay to the education side and see, you know, that was, again, one of the other reasons why I really loved you and I continue to use your services. Okay, so what about Shasta School of Cosmetology? Was that more about the interview process there? Or?
Shasta, the cutting classes is what I did there.
Oh, and, okay.
What I hope to gain from doing that is I'm learning how to be more of a group speaker. I am a Gemini, so I do love attention, but I'm learning how to be more of a group speaker, and it was a great start for me. The cutting class I did, I'm still getting reviews on it, so from what I understand, they all liked it. So.
Okay, and are you on Facebook, Shannon?
I am on Facebook. There's Hair Goddess Facebook page, and then my personal Facebook page, which is also located or linked to the Hair Goddess page. So.
Okay, so it's either Shannon Miller
or
Hair Goddess. And I remember one time I was trying to find you, and I was like, the Hair Goddess. No, it's just simply Hair Goddess, and obviously you'll see the address below in Red Bluff, 612 Main Street in Red Bluff. So, okay. So when we come back, let's see, what can we talk about more about hair? I mean, I've got more, I know you have a shoot coming up. Possibly we could talk about that.
I'm doing a photo shoot with a wonderful woman named Amy Brown, Somerset Photography.
Oh, how fun. Okay. Let's talk about that, because I think I get to go.
Yes.
So anyway, we're going to have more here with Shannon Miller from Hair Goddess. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Please come on back.
Hi, folks. Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Listen, old America, there's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, it's a first as We the People hits the road. Aaron Ryan will broadcast live from small town America. In this case, the Fall River Mills, California Airport Day. We'll get some takes on the state of our union from the fairgoers and catch up on the latest developments from Washington. Aaron's on location and Elizabeth is in the studio this week on We the People. Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, screaming, flaxing, waxing. Give me down to there. Shoulder.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you, Bob. That's awesome. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. We're having fun today.
Yes,
huh?
We are.
Miss Shannon Miller of Hair Goddess in Red Bluff. She is my in-studio guest today. And we're talking about the science of hair.
Science of hair.
Because that's, you know, that's what you said to me the first day I met you. And I was like, ooh, the science of hair. You need to write a book, Shannon.
Hair is a science before it can ever be an art.
Oh, interesting. But it is an art. And you really, really make a beautiful art of it, I would like to say. So you have a photo shoot coming up. And you asked me if I get to be a model. And I said yes. And I'm so excited.
I am too.
Yeah. So what's going on with that?
Basically, when you walk into a salon and you see posters of haircuts up on the wall and you look at that poster and look at the stylist and say, I want that exact haircut. Yeah. Well, the stylist didn't do that haircut.
Yeah, no.
Somebody in Hollywood did that haircut, and it just happens to be on a poster in Red Bluff's walls.
Yeah.
So I want to change that dynamic. I want to do a photo shoot of all
your
beautiful
clients.
Beautiful women and men that come into my salon, and make it a home field environment. When you walk in, you not only recognize the person on that wall, but you know that you're going to get that haircut almost as good, if not better, if you know, with a little bit of flair. Of your own.
Oh, I know. I could say, you know, I walk in and say, I want the Kim Kardashian any day of the week. But I mean, come on. My hair is different than hers, so it's not gonna maybe look like that.
Exactly. You're gonna have your own little twist.
Yeah.
Maria-fied.
Yeah, Maria-fied. I like it. So that is a great idea, Shannon. Oh my gosh. Cause really that's sort of testimony of what goes on in your shop every day. And it's such a clear picture to that new person that's walking in. And you're right. It is a home field advantage. Mm-hmm. I think. What a great idea.
Thank
so
you.
We'll have fun that day, I think, right?
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah. And so your photographer, is that one of your clients as well?
She did a wedding for a friend and client of mine.
Okay.
And, came in the salon and liked my work and asked me if I would be interested in doing makeup and hair for her photo shoots, her boudoir sessions. She does family photos.
Wow.
She's a very talented, well-rounded photographer. So,
okay, so I know we're gonna have fun with that. So, what's going on with weddings this year? You done? Do you feel like you've got a few more coming up?
Or? Oh, I definitely have a couple more coming up. So, weddings don't end until almost September. So,
okay,
yeah.
So that's the rhythm of your business. Is you see that it slows down in September.
My weekends, my Saturdays are booked up for about 2 months out just because of the weddings.
Uh huh. Oh, interesting.
So it's great opportunities for my salon.
Yeah. So how do we Well, I know how I do it, but so for someone hearing the show and they want to come and see you or chat with you, I mean, does it take a long time to get an appointment with you? I don't think so. It doesn't.
With me, I book about anywhere from 5 days to a week out.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm bringing on one new hairstylist who's going to have availability, and then I have a wonderful hairstylist next to me named Kristen, who also has availability. So, the girls that I have in my salon, their skill set is up to par with mine. And if they are ever questioning a service, we discuss it beforehand, and their skills are amazingly up to par. So I trust both of them. But if you would like to make an appointment, Facebook is a wonderful way to make an appointment. Just drop a message. Hey, lady, get me in.
Yeah,
with a phone number.
Okay.
So
yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, okay. So what else can we talk about? Science of hair. So I know that we had someone on Facebook. We'll just that person hasn't called in. But what about hair loss? Not just with, like we talked about changes in chemistry last time, but what about, you know, male early hair loss or,
Well, pattern balding.
Yeah.
First thing you look into is whether or not it's genetic. Men go after their mother's father. So if their mother's father had early hair loss, it's most likely genetic that the male, in that generation is going to have hair loss as well. But it is preventable. Hair loss is caused by the male testosterone hormone called DHT. DHT is preventable with, certain shampoos. There's also, a hair growth vitamin that you can take. It's good for mind, body, and hair. And it's called biotin. And biotin, helps supplement and restore the follicle's base and the follicle's, fibrous materials, keeps it strong, again, DHT is a hormone that technically rots the base of the follicle so that new hair cannot grow. So once you notice hair loss, mostly men, premature hair loss is going to be around their temples or what we like to call in the field kind of like a cul-de-sac.
The widow's peak area?
The widow's peak area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is that not only from genetics? What about wearing hats? Because guys wear hats a lot, right? So...
That's
like the cap.
The cap can, mm-hmm. It's more of a myth with the cap.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Although if you are sweating a lot and not taking care of the hair and scalp underneath the cap,
mm-hmm.
then yes, you're going to cause hair loss because sweat is a salt. Salt dries. And if you're drying the moist follicle, then you're not going to have a hair in that follicle afterwards.
Okay. So we can always talk more about that. I hope people are listening, and if they have questions, they'll call in 605-4567. Very, very important here because we all want to look good. It's not prideful or too vain to, I think it's important that we're proud of how we look. Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about the teenage syndrome, what I call the straightening effect. Okay, so come on back. This is 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, KCNR.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on kcnr1460.com.
Whatever he's doing, it looks good on you. You look so good in love.
That is for you, Miss Kristen. I know you love George Strait. If you're listening, Kristen Christie is the other stylist over at the Hair Goddess, and her claim to fame is she got to meet George Strait's son. I forget his name, but he's a little cutie. So anyway, hey, you can't
Apple
go.
Apple didn't fall too far from the tree.
No. You can't go wrong with George Strait. And so, let's keep going here because, whoo, I could be up in the clouds real quick on that one. Anyway. Okay. So we've got, you know, we're at the end of the show here. I really want to highlight you and your business. And, before we left, what I call it, it's like a teenage syndrome. It's like this high school like craziness that goes on, and sometimes it starts earlier than high school, junior high, but I call it the straightening effect.
I know that very well.
Yeah. And so at my house at one point there could be like three girls or four girls, and it's smelling like burnt hair in the morning, and you know, that's just how it is. And you could tell them all day long, you're ruining your hair. But hey, that's the fad, that's the style. And, you know, I think they're really trying to control, especially if they have naturally curly hair, like me. I'm not, you know, negating, you know, I use it too. I'm guilty too, but how can we keep that syndrome at bay and just sort of keep the hair somewhat healthy?
Well, first of all, I want everybody to imagine bacon. Okay. If you have a hot skillet with no oil in the bottom of the skillet and you throw a piece of bacon in that skillet, it's going to completely compromise the integrity and structure of that pretty piece of bacon because it sticks to the bottom of the skillet.
Yes.
Okay, your hair is the same way. Serums, oils, mousses, all these styling aids that are out on the market are there for a reason. Uh-huh. The reason is because it naturally coats the shaft so that way when you're using styling products such as a blow dryer, irons, curling irons, you're protecting the hair shaft with a small amount of serum. So the heat tools is steaming off the moisture in the product you're using instead of steaming out the moisture in the hair shaft. It also is going to allow you to have a smoother, silkier shaft. The Arbonne Pure Vibrance is definitely...
The texturizing mousse will help with that?
The texturizing mousse is definitely awesome. Going to give you volume and a heat protectant during your flat ironing, blow drying systems.
Yeah, because that burnt hair smell...
It's terrible.
It's got to mean something.
Oh, it means
Something's going on, people.
Means you're going to need a haircut.
Yeah. Like real soon if you didn't get it cut off from the straightener. Because you can keep those things on pretty hot, right?
Right. And that's another key point, too, is a flat iron should not go above the degree of 450 degrees. Professional flat irons are going to have a heat dial on them. The hottest setting is going to be 450 degrees. Okay. When you buy a flat iron over at a market or a grocery store, you're actually getting a flat iron that does not have a heat dial or a heat sensor on it. That flat iron can then get as hot as the outlet of the wall allows it to be, which if you talk to an electrician, it's usually about 800 degrees heat.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
That's much higher than you need.
Yes.
So it's important, even though they're spendy irons, it's important to spend the money because you're going to get 10 years of wonderful hair versus the $40 for a flat iron that's going to give you damaged hair and, you know, no end result of happiness.
Okay, so with everything that we've talked about today, I mean, see, I think you guys can see why I love her. She's just a wealth of information. She's all natural. She tries to stay as natural as she can in her salon. I mean, you know, she loves the Arbonne products, so it's a great
hopefully
great
soon be carrying it.
Yeah, so And that will be an exciting time because I really believe your clients are going to love the outcome once they start using, especially the masks.
I do too.
And the conditioners and stuff. So how can we get a hold of you? I think we've got just a little bit left here to go, like 1 minute.
Facebook me, Hair Goddess at Facebook.com, or I have a phone number of 530-200-5645. You're welcome to call me anytime, leave a message. I also do texting through that phone number, so if it's easier to text, you're welcome to.
Okay, thank you guys. This is the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter, cleaning up and taking stock after a second round of deadly tornadoes in less than 2 weeks.
It's been a hard night, hard day yesterday for the people of Oklahoma. It is hard to believe that we would experience another storm, especially so soon after what we've been going through with cleanup damage and the funerals that we've had.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, after at least 9 people were killed and dozens of others hurt by the violent weather that hit in and around Oklahoma City yesterday evening.
There is simply damage and debris all over the place. I'm actually standing right next to a technology school. This tornado ripped off the siding of this school, something we've really been seeing all day long. It's cars destroyed. We've seen them lining the roads, and most people killed during this storm were actually driving in their cars. That includes a mother and her child. These tornadoes cause massive power outages. We're told that 90,000 people are still without power.
Fox's Will Carr in El Reno, just west of Oklahoma City.